And so they got the idea, this mafia who rules us, they got the idea, okay, let's try and make people believe that we actually go into space and that we are competing. We are actually in competition. So now you send a rocket, okay. And now I send another rocket and see how it goes, you know. And then we tell them that one explode, because what happened after Sputnik was that America made a rocket which exploded twice on the launch pad. Mm-hmm. they couldn't go up to space. They had
they're still problem. Exploding. Elon Musk is still can't get a rocket. They still explode on the launch pad.
They it's still like explode
after,
on the launch
after
pad.
After 80 years, you're still these rockets are still exploding on the launch
oh,
pad.
Oh yes, oh yes.
And we're expected to believe that human beings would ever set foot in one of those. It's impossible that a human being has ever set foot on one of those rockets. Yeah. Those things are death traps. They explode all the time.
They explode all the time. And, you know, they've shown us also, why do they show us always these rockets departing very, very slowly?
Yes.
I've been able to calculate with, you know, the best images we have, that apparently these rockets, in the first 200 meters of flight, they go at bicycle speed, like 20 kilometers an hour. No rockets that we know, no missiles that we have a missiles function. They, you know, they use missiles to bomb people. They start at the maximum speed. As soon as they start, they go boom, you know.
Yes.
But no. Rockets that are supposed to bring people up in space, they start very, very slowly, because otherwise it wouldn't be credible that anyone would survive inside them. You know?
Yes.
They're very clever. So maybe, you know, and I want to finish this thoughts of mine. Maybe, you know, possibly in Cape Canaveral, when people go and watch the space shuttle being launched, maybe they launch something. But you know what they could do? They could just put some helium or hydrogen in the top of the rocket, with like a balloon, you know. And that is what makes the rocket slowly go up in the first stage. And of course they have some flame underneath, and that flame will make the rockets go faster. But in the beginning of the of any launch, if you notice, every rocket you have ever seen in your life is attached by a couple of wires. Mm-hmm. Well, those wires are keeping the rocket down, because it's tending to go up because it's full of helium like a balloon. So that helium will make the rocket start slowly and keep steady, because no bloody rocket would work that way. A rocket needs to really bang. To make a rocket go straight up, you need a very, very, you know, like a missile goes.
Yeah, it needs a very fast start. Yeah, in order to maintain any aerodynamics.
The huge Saturn V rocket, 110 meters tall, 110. Oh, is this 11? That was supposed to go very slowly because there were people inside. You can't have like 18G. People won't survive an 18 or 25G acceleration. So they have this space thing is a very important thing for me also, because it's an incredible hoax that people are believing so much. Most people are believing in a space narrative.
They have us living in a fake universe.